This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Martin Priest, movant appellant, versus State of Missouri, respondent, decided August 20th, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District, in division Martin Priest, movant appellant, v. No. SD 38062, filed August 20th, 2025, State of Missouri, respondent, appeal from the Circuit Court of Laclede County. Honorable Aaron G. Coupin, Circuit Judge affirmed Martin Priest, movant, appeals from an order denying his amended rule, 29.15 motion to set aside his conviction for first-degree murder for strangling and killing a 15-year-old D victim, in 1984. See per 565 Dodds Dozo 3, RSMO, 1978. 1. Because the motion court's decision to deny relief after an evidentiary hearing was not clearly erroneous, we affirm. 1. The crime of first-degree murder under the criminal code in place at the time of the alleged crime, per 565-203 RSMO, 1978, was similar to what would be the crime of second-degree felony murder today, pursuant to per 565-221 RSMO, 2016. See State v. Priest, 585 SW 3D 397, 398N1, Moens Apitzer, 2019. All references to rules are to Missouri Court Rules, 2024. Two movement bore the burden of proving the grounds asserted in his post-conviction motion by a preponderance of the evidence. See Rule 2915I, McLaughlin v. State, 378 SW 3, 328, 337, Mo Bank, 2012. Our review of the denial of a rule, 29.15 motion is limited to determining whether the motion court's findings of fact and conclusions of law are clearly erroneous. Rule 2915K, Flaherty v. State, 694 SW 3D, 413, 416, 17, Mo Bank, 2024. An appellate court can overrule the motion court's judgment after an evidentiary hearing if it is based on 1. A mistake of law, 2. A factual finding for which there was insufficient evidence, or 3. A factual finding for which there was sufficient evidence, but which the appellate court nevertheless finds was clearly erroneous, i.e., the appellate court on the whole of the evidence is left with a definite and firm conviction that a mistake has been committed. Flaherty, 694 SW 3D at 418, internal footnote omitted. This court presumes that the motion court's findings are correct. Barton v. State, 432 SW 3D 741, 748, Motor Bank, 2014. An appellate court also defers to the motion court's superior opportunity to judge the credibility of witnesses. Shockley v. State, 579 SW 3D 881, 892, Motor Bank, 2019. Internal quotation marks and citations omitted. The motion court is entitled to believe all, part, or none of the evidence presented at the post-conviction hearing. State v. Hunter, 840 SW 2D 850, 863, Mo Bank, 1992. The evidence at trial is viewed in the light most favorable to the verdict. State v. Lammers, 479 SW 3D 624, 632, Mo Bank, 2016. State v. Smith, 679 SW 3D 599, 601, Mo App, 2023. The following summary of facts has been prepared in accordance with these principles. Movant was charged by a second amended information with first-degree murder for causing victim's death by strangling her, and that he did so while raping her or after the rape to prevent detection. The charge arose from events that occurred in May 1984 when victim disappeared. Over 30 years later, Movant's nephew, came forward, and three implicated Movant. Following a jury trial in October 2018, the jury found Movant guilty as charged. Viewing the evidence favorably to the jury's verdict, as we must, the following facts were adduced at trial. In May 1984, victim was 15 years old and lived in Eldon, Missouri, with her mother, and older brother. At the time, mother had been dating Movant for a few months. Nephew was then 13 years old. He was nearly 6 feet tall, had scraggly hair, and was described as looking Native American. Nephew was living in his maternal grandmother's home in Eldon, Missouri. His mother, older brother, and younger siblings had also lived in the home periodically before moving to a trailer home in Osage Beach, Missouri. According to nephew, his mother jumped around and moved in and out of his grandmother's home on several different occasions. Nephew and his older brother previously lived in Wichita, Kansas with their paternal grandparents. Nephew had been enrolled in school in Eldon, but he hardly ever went to school. Nephew also knew victim. She befriended nephew after she helped nephew and his older brother avoid a fight with other teenagers after school. In the early morning of May 16, 1984, Movant borrowed brother's car, a two-door blue Buick Skylark, because victim had an accident in Movant's vehicle the previous day. Movant first drove to nephew's grandmother's home where nephew was staying. Movant picked up nephew, and they drove toward the high school in Eldon, where victim was a student. Victim was with her friend, smoking a cigarette in front of the school before school started. Around 7:40, 7:45 a.m., Movant and